10 minutes. That's it. 10 minutes and a black Sharpie, budget crisis solved. The Lee Brothers, problem solvers on 820 WNTW.
Just give it some time. I mean, you're so antsy. It'll work perfectly, I promise you.
Have you seen that movie, Draft Day?
Yes, I've seen Draft Day.
You see what he did to that guy's laptop?
Yes. Don't do that to mine.
Push me. I'll show you answer.
Right. Lee Brothers, 820 WNTW on Memorial Day weekend. More on that at 5 o'clock. My name is Scott Lee, my co-host, my friend and my brother.
Sitting to his left sometimes, his far left.
Is Richard Lee.
That's me.
All right, check us out at 820theanswer.com. Three great videos there. One dealing with Married to the Sea, Marrying the Ocean. And we will discuss that more at 4 o'clock.
Ranks right up there with those folks that were mourning over the trees.
Yeah, that'd be perfect for that. Tim Kaine, our fantastic senator from the Commonwealth of Virginia, Tim Kaine, backed a birth control bill this week.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's Tim Kaine.
A birth control. I guess they have solved everything. It's all fine up there. I mean, there's no issues in our country. Now we're worried about birth control to some level. I'm not sure how that is an issue, but Tim Kaine is now concerned about it, so much so that he spoke to a TV station about it.
There are a number of states where there are significant barriers toward women having contraception access.
I don't believe that.
There's a state that is limiting contraception access.
Significant barriers.
Significant barrier.
The only significant barrier probably is the business that they pick the birth control agents up from as well. That's the barrier. They have to go through the door to get it. I mean, the significant barrier. Tell us one state.
One barrier? What's a barrier? I mean, these women try to go in and get birth control and there's a barrier up there? No, you can't come in here.
I don't believe that at all.
Why
does nobody raise their hand and go,
why not?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, Tim Kaine.
Excuse me.
I
don't mean to interrupt or anything, but can you name one state and one barrier and
just
explain what you mean so I can
understand.
Fully understand because.
And can you explain why you wasted precious government time on the Access to Birth Control Act? Because there's a barrier of some sort?
We've got veterans who are waiting months to see doctors still in this country. They've hushed that up really nice, but that still exists.
Badly.
And they're passing a bill because there are significant barriers in some states for birth control, which is probably a load. This is designed to get the female voter over to that side of the fence. That's all this is.
Well, is there a woman that can call us at 454-1366 and tell us what that would be? Tim Kaine goes on.
There are a number of states where there are significant barriers toward women having contraception access. If it's a constitutional right, you should be entitled to seek this kind of medical care and not have arbitrary barriers put in your way.
Arbitrary barriers. Not just barriers. Arbitrary.
There's a difference. There's a radical difference between these barriers. Some are arbitrary. Some are purposeful. I mean, there's these are different barriers that exist. These are arbitrary.
Why don't we do something that's good? Why don't we pass a bill that's good, that actually helps someone?
How about not
instead
passing
of this
more
bogus,
bills?
Let me get the female voter over to the Democratic side of the fence because it is an election year, by the way.
So he mentioned something here about constitutional right. Is that the Bill of Rights? What portion of that is the constitutional right to birth control? I don't understand this.
There is nothing.
Is this
anywhere?
Government
says anything about that, and even if there isn't, but how are women prevented from getting
today? Right, how is that happening?
Birth control. How are they prevented from getting that?
I think somewhere when Thomas Jefferson was penning the Declaration of Independence, he said that the rights that we have, governments are instituted among men to protect rights the Creator gave us, and I think he left out the birth control one. I don't know.
What's a polite way to put this? If you don't want lung cancer, don't smoke.
If you don't want babies, don't. Okay, I get that. That's so unbelievable, Richard. I can't believe you would be so.
I said something about smoking.
Now
I'm against smoking.
Now there's an interesting bill. I mean, you got the Access to Birth Control Act by Tim Kaine. Here's another one that happened this week. Very interesting. This bill would ban federal government from using outdated racial terms. Outdated.
There's a bill
There is, well,
I think anyone, any elected official that uses any kind of racist term, without question, should be dismissed, fired, terminated, dragged out kicking and screaming, whatever.
Well, it depends on what you mean by a racist comment. Because remember, the government just passed this bill that says these are outdated racial terms. What this bill does is it updates the federal government's certain use of ethnic or racial words.
So this bill will replace the outdated terms
with
updated terms?
Like Puerto Rican is no longer acceptable. American Indian is no longer acceptable. Eskimo, Oriental, these terms are no longer acceptable.
Why?
It requires the government, this bill would require the government to use the following classifications instead. So you have to go back and take all the government applications and all the governments and remove these words and add new words such as Asian American, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, African American, Hispanic, Native American. All these are designed to make sure that no one's offended.
Male, female, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, disabled, gay, straight, old, young.
I don't know if he got them right. I mean, he's got to update his apparent words here.
Without a teleprompter, he could have never done it.
No way. He couldn't have rolled those off without some sort of help of some sort. He would have messed it up.
After about three or four words, he would have been like...
Again, government has solved all problems that now they have to go make sure that the words are up to date. According to Congressman Grace Ming of New York, a Democrat who sponsored the bill, said many Americans may not be aware that the word Oriental is derogatory.
How is it derogatory?
I didn't know that.
I have friends that will tell you that they're Oriental.
I did. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Then
you tell me
this congressman's wrong and Obama's wrong on this? No way.
Based on my Oriental friends, he's dead wrong.
They go on to say it's an insulting term.
It needed to
be removed from the books. I'm quoting them here. They're extremely pleased that the legislation is now a law of the land to change the wording in all government documentation. We are in a better place today, Richard. This is what our government is doing. They are passing laws saying you have to have access to birth control. I thought we did. They are passing laws that are banning certain words in government, which I thought were normal words, but now apparently are offensive.
Question. So they're going to go back and reprint all of the textbooks and everything? Because if that's the case, probably a printing company lobbied the government
for
this kind of crap. Is this going to be Obama's legacy? Because, you know, Obamacare is going to go away sooner or later. That's kind of a train wreck. So what's his legacy going to be that he
changed
words?
Are
you going to be called the wordsmith?
Your phone call's next. 454-1366, Lee Brothers, 820 WNTW.